Now, there's a touch of magical realism in this book. I mean, you make this whole area your landscape, and it's so visible to us, and, you know, you can practically smell it. It's just an amazing place. But one of the most intriguing and enigmatic figures in this novel is a doll made out of dirt named Crusoe, who is Janie Treborn's constant companion in her adventures. And I'd love it if you talk a little bit more about Crusoe.
Sure. So Crusoe, like you said, is an inanimate object made to life by Hugh Treborn, the artist. And he's sort of Janie's companion for the duration of the novel, to her aunt's horror and to sort of some other people's maybe confusion. But the Treborns are an odd family, so this is not that out of the ordinary for them, I guess. But Crusoe came about because I felt as I was writing and exploring this landscape and discovering these characters that there certainly was something magical in these woods, and I just didn't know quite what it would be. And to tell you the truth, Susan, he kind of just emerged in a scene early on where Hugh was working on assemblies. He was making art, and suddenly he was making a small figure, a small human figure. And from there, he really, just much like he does in the book, kind of took on a life of his own, and he is certainly there to help and guide in some ways the Treeborns, I think, but also he has his own agenda, and he ultimately can't be entirely corralled, I think, by humans, much as, you know, magic or the supernatural can't really totally be understood by us. That's sort of Crusoe's thing, too.
Whenever he would stand up and walk, I would get this little chill. It was a sure sign that something was coming. I mean.